Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from several people who are having problems with the amounts IRS wants paid on their balance due compared to the amount they think they can pay. In most cases, the amounts due are under $25,000, sometimes well under $25,000. My friends, I know that it's tough, frightening, and frustrating to owe IRS a bundle of money, and there's no doubt that it feels like a huge, overpowering balance due hovering over your head, ready to land on you like Thor's hammer. But it wouldn't be so bad if you could get it under control, would it? So, my friends, it's time you learned about IRS's national standards for collections, and here's that link. These are the numbers IRS uses as the maximum limits on your housing allowance, incidental living expenses, and transportation costs. They're indexed by geography, so look up your state and possibly your city if it's big enough. Use those numbers to fill in the worksheet on page 6 of the Form 433A, the form that IRS uses to see how much spendable money you have each month. Read the instructions very carefully so you can legitimately maximize the expenses you show on that form. Once you include the correct numbers on the worksheet on page 6, you'll see how much money you have left over towards your monthly payment, at least in IRS's eyes. And if you don't think you can afford what IRS wants, perhaps it's time to look at your spending. Are you living beyond your means? What costs can you really cut that aren't necessary? If your mortgage payments are far more than you can really afford, perhaps it's time to sell that home. You're probably not earning as much as you were or as much as you expected to be earning at this time of your life, so your lifestyle really must change to accommodate reality. You're at the top of the real estate market right now. Odds are that any profit from the sale won't be taxable due to the personal residence exclusion. So that's free money. And you'll generate enough cash to get IRS off your back, and perhaps you'll have money left over to start saving up for another house when the market tanks as more foreclosures come up due to all the negative amortization loans that were written during the most recent real estate boom in this century. So be sensible and take care of yourself, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax debt and all kinds of other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.